you said that when she got back home and went to the doctor, and he told us they were going to have this baby in 3 weeks, so that's your girl.
Isn't that
name?
Uh-huh. What did they name her?
Helen. They named her for her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were real thrilled. Of course, the girl's married now.
Sure.
And,
we
did love that family. Of course, they didn't have the children, any children while they were here. This little girl was born when they went back, and so they did come down for 2 years that time.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did bring her down, well, she was just a doll.
Well, I guess they loved her.
They sure did.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Go to Miami on a vacation. Come back and find out you're going to have a baby.
Yes. And she said all these years they'd wanted children and never had any. And then wait till you're married 12, 15 years and have one. Of course, they're really spoiled then when you have them that late in life. But she was a dog.
Interesting. Well, when you were growing up with your girlfriends, what did you usually do when you were sleeping? Did you help with quilting, or did you make anything, or did you do any sewing, anything like that?
I did a lot of riding on my brother's bicycle. And I never had a girl's bicycle, but I'd run home from school and get his and ride it.
Yeah.
And we'd after they built that swimming pool over there at Austell, we'd go over there and swim some, and then they had a pool down here, but they were not concrete like they make swimming pools now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go down there at Benson's swimming pool down Benson Road, I guess it's called Benson Road, and going down there in that lake.
When you were growing up in the hot weather like this, what did people used to keep their milk and butter before they had the refrigerator?
Well, we always had a refrigerator, not an electric, but we had a great big refrigerator and it had a nice compartment in it. And then some of them had the spigots on the outside where you had a little tank you put water in, and you could, now we had one here when we first moved here because it was brought down from Louisville, and we used that, kept that out on the back porch where I have my dryer and washer now, and then we got gas refrigerator then.
Did they have a name that went with the spigot on it? Was there any special name for it?
Not that I suppose it was, but I don't remember.
Did they grow any tobacco around here?
I'm not sure whether there was any or not, but when we'd go up to Kentucky, my husband's uncle had a tobacco field that he sold, well, he had fields of it that he sold to the wholesale houses where they auction it off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of business he was in. He grew the tobacco and they took it to these auction houses, and these manufacturers of cigars, I guess it was, that bought it, or else somebody else bought it and retailed it to them. Then they retailed it to the public after it was made into cigars.
Yeah.
Yes, but that was his business, and that was in Shelbyville, Kentucky.
What about cotton? Was there any cotton around
here? Yes. My daddy had, when the square was not paved then, and